All right, you know what it's time for, don't you?
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
There you go. Checking in at
number 5.
The mayor insists that he has built a barrier to insulate the Chicago Police Department from personnel moves engineered by City Hall and therefore would play absolutely no role in the decision to fire a police officer accused of covering up the police shooting of Laquan McDonald. For the third time this week, Emanuel was asked why he isn't taking the lead in the code of silence investigation by himself, calling for the firing or discipline of the officers involved.
The history of Chicago, of fifth floor influence, is lengthy and rich. So therefore, I've put a Chinese wall between my the fifth floor and those decisions. The superintendent, I picked him, and he was ratified by the city council 50-0 because he was a Chicago success story who had both the judgment and the character to make some very tough calls.
Well, it is, you know, I think no matter where the mayor has said, you know, he's in a bad position here no matter what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's right about that.
He is. I think the wall you have to build right now is the one to keep the guys in the police department because you're starting to see defections. You saw Escalante leave, right? And others are saying, you know, we don't feel necessarily protected right now, that everyone's got our back. And it doesn't seem as if the morale within the police department is as strong as it has been.
Right.
So it's a difficult balance. It's a difficult walk to make for the mayor right now because he's got to please both the police department and the people who have been speaking out against their actions and this situation of these tapes coming out and things not looking good for the police involved.
No, they are not. Definitely not. There's more.
We have a history. The history we should learn from. Not repeat the mistakes that, while they may be good for journalism, they're not good for the city. And so I've stuck to the principle that the superintendent will make a decision, and I'll respect that decision and embrace his ability to make it. And I chose him for his judgment and his character.
Well, I know it's going to be hard for everybody to believe here, but I have to. I'm with the mayor on this. He's got to let the police do what the police do. And the other thing here is that there are some complicating factors in this case. And the question is, and at some point, it is going to be up to the state's attorney's office. They've already charged the police officer here with murder, right? And then you have the other officers. The question is the other officers who were complicit the argument here is that the descriptions that they proffered in their reports were inaccurate.
That's right. And there's also an allegation that there was some kind of collusion among the officers. And that's why those emails are getting such attention right now. If you look at the CPD emails with all the officers involved, will they all be in kind of trying to get a story straight, or are they independently telling their story? Because I think that's part of it that makes us lose trust or faith is when the report from that scene, you can't get over this one fact, the report from that scene that we heard from in the public was so dramatically different from what we saw on that tape. And how did that come to be? It's something you have to repair in order to repair this trust relationship between civilians and the police department. You can't have cover-ups after shootings. You have to you tell the facts of what happened. And I think that's where things went really wrong. Whether or not he acted in fear for his life or not, it's up to a jury to decide. But I don't think you can – it's hard to digest things that just simply weren't facts that came from that scene.
Checking in at
– number 4.
When you're about to become exposed to information that could prove vital to American national security, you might think a person would act serious – given the gravity of the situation. You'd think that, wouldn't you?
I think, yes.
But not if you're Donald Trump. Oh. Fox's Ainsley Earhart.
It's a difficult name to say.
It is. Dr. and Mrs. Earhart should have not named her Ainsley. Caught up with the real estate mogul and asked him in advance of today's security briefing that he'll receive for the first time. How he feels about the American intelligence agencies.
Do you trust intelligence?
Not so much from the people that have been doing it for our country. I mean, look what's happened over the last 10 years. Look what's happened over the years. I mean, it's been catastrophic. And in fact, I won't use some of the people that are sort of your standards. You know, just use them, use them, use them. Very easy to use them. But I won't use them because they've made such bad decisions. I mean, you look at Iraq, you look at the Middle East, it's a total powder keg. If we would have never touched it, it would have been a lot better. I mean, we would have been much better off, on top of which we've spent probably $4 trillion. Nobody even knows what we've spent. So, no, I have great people, and General Flynn is one of them.
Did we hear what he said about his intelligence briefing? Has he talked about it?
He hasn't talked about it yet. I hope he comes out and tells all the secrets and then gets arrested. I don't understand what he's doing here. Mm-hmm. I don't. I mean,
calling into question the whole system of intelligence in America.
Yes.
It seems like a dangerous position to be in.
And I also, I mean, he can go back and he can say, well, I wouldn't have done anything. I wouldn't have gone into Iraq. I wouldn't have done anything. What would he have done? Would he have gone into Afghanistan? Would he have done that? He's said both things so far. No, I wouldn't have done that. Yes, I would have done that. No, I wouldn't have done that. Would he have, in the aftermath of September 11th, would he have sat there? What would he have done? He's also talking about, but in the same tiny little mouth, he's also said that he would have kept the oil in Iraq and used United States troops to guard the oil while they sold it. Which, you talk to security experts, you talk to army personnel, and you talk to people who, you know, have done those jobs. They're like, you know, you can't do that. I mean, I don't know.
He brought Chris Christie with them, and also
thank God,
the former Defense Intelligence Agency, the head of that agency, Michael Flynn. Right.
Did you see the former? Yeah. Did you see the story about Chris Christie today and Donald Trump?
Mm-mm.
New York Times.
Was there a new one?
Yeah. That Donald Trump owed $30 million in New Jersey in back taxes on the Taj Mahal. Mm-hmm. They declared bankruptcy, and they were fighting. He was saying, well, I'm not going to pay you $30 million because we're bankrupt, even though they were still paying $400,000 a year for a helicopter for him out of the Taj Mahal account. He was fighting in court with the state of New Jersey, trying not to pay the taxes, saying that they were bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And Chris, $30 million is what the state wanted, and he said he wasn't going to pay that. Chris Christie became governor, and Donald Trump paid $5 million in taxes on a $30 million, 17% of what he owed.
It seems like the system he's trying to speak out against, doesn't it?
Just saying.
The rigged system?
It's just saying. And he says, I know how to rig the system. Clearly. There's a good example of it right there. Here is Violetta Pottermanic with the WGN Trouble Spots, and we'll be back with your three, your two, and your one.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN TV. Your pick. Just might be Chicago's Best.
Just might be. Checking in at
number three.
Hello.
Hey, look who's here.
Look beautiful.
Well, thank you, babe.
What's that?
That's I Am Kate. Remember the Caitlyn Jenner show? Mm-hmm. Remember? What a great success. That was been canceled.
Well, it was a big success the first episode, but I think it quickly fell off from there. It seemed like it had all the potential to be a real hit.
Well, people just wanted to see what she looked like. I don't think that there was... I think when you got... The first episode had Kanye trying to sell us his clothing line. Right?
Well, of course.
His shoes.
The Kardashians. They have to sell stuff, right?
It wasn't really so much about, my travels and my journey was so incredible.
Wow. Started out with 2.7 million viewers, but then sunk to 700,000, and that is not enough, apparently.
Jenner broke the news herself on Twitter. And, that didn't really work out, did it? At least as a reality show. It premiered in July 2015 to much praise from activists who billed it as a major moment for transgender visibility. Jenner's personal politics, however, at times made her the target of backlash from the community that once supported her.
I try to do everything I can to be nice, reach out. You have to see it from my perspective. Be an ally when it comes to dealing with the kids.
When you feel like you gave your whole life to somebody and the sum of it all was you were a distraction.
Don't go there. This is not the issue. I was defending myself. It was a distraction from the sense of who I was. That doesn't mean I didn't love you or the kids.
Why do I have to play the music?
The music always makes everything.
It's a reality show.
I mean, they could be talking about getting a manicure that went awry, and it still has that music under it. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, something really serious is happening here. I guess there was a real chance there to talk about the trans experience, and that wasn't the kind of show that they decided to do. They decided to do yet another Kardashian-style, hyper-dramatic show about nothing, really.
You'd expect nothing less or more.
Number two.
Modern Family coming back for season 8 next month. It's up for Best Comedy of the Emmys again. Mm-hmm. So how does it stay fresh and relevant? Co-creator and executive producer Steve Levitan told reporters it's not by watching other comedies.
I don't try to stay away, but I inevitably stay away from a lot of things because it just feels like going back to work for me a little bit. But I always, if I hear really good things about a show, I check in on it. But I need that time, I need that downtime at night, so I don't watch a tremendous amount.
Okay.
He's allowed not to watch
it. So in other words, he's not stealing, is what he's telling
us. Oh, is that one?
Yes. Okay. Well, he isn't. That show is...
It's so original. It's a very good show.
Yes, it's unique. Mm-hmm. All right, and finally...
Number one.
In a major speech yesterday, Donald Trump talked about the African-American community. He's making a pitch to African-Americans. He would like the blacks to be with him. And he talked about how Democrats have failed the African-American community throughout the years, and it's all bad. It was all Hillary Clinton's fault.
I'm asking for the vote of every African-American citizen struggling in our country today who wants a different and much better future.
Mm-hmm. He probably made some good points in his speech. It's just the problem is I don't think minorities really think coming from him that there's it just rings as being disingenuous.
You mean coming from this guy?
A well-educated black has a tremendous advantage over a well-educated white in terms of the job market.
What country are you from?
I have a great relationship with the blacks. I've always had a great relationship with the blacks.
Yo! Hold up! Time out! Time out! Y'all take a chill!
I've said on occasion, even about myself, if I was starting off today, I would love to be a well-educated black because I really believe they do have an actual advantage today.
Don't be half-ass stupid. Be all the way stupid.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Are there any advantages to being a billionaire? Like the son of a billionaire? He wants to be an African-American because that'll be easier.
We should do that thing like Eddie Murphy. Mm-hmm. You know, we should do like a reverse thing where we make him like a makeup artist makes him African-American for a day. God. Now, that would be fun. I would vote for him if he did that. If he did that, we could watch what happened for like the whole day.
Be a great reality show.
Yeah. Well, have him go out and apply for a job. Mm-hmm. That's a reality show right there. Yeah. Okay. Can we? Do you mind if we? Oh, God.
The top five at five.